Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Tanis Yud Beis. We're holding at the very last line of yesterday's Daf. Amar Rav Chisda. Yesterday we discussed the concept of Tanis Shois, which means a partial fast day. Not a complete fasting day, just a partial fast day. For instance, just fasting at night, or perhaps part of the day. We learned yesterday that if there was a proper Kabbalah in advance, then it's considered a Tanis. It's valued as a fast day. He can say Tefillas Anenu. He may not eat on that fast day, even though it was only a partial commitment for a partial fast day. Amar Rav Chisda, but you meant to know as follows. Hoda Amras, Mis'anen L'Shois. We speak about a partial fast day, less than 24 hours. Having the din, carrying weight, having value as a fast day, that is provided. V'hu shelo tam klum ado erev. He didn't taste, he didn't eat anything for the rest of that day, which means basically that he fasted the entire day, the entire daylight period. Then we can say, well, fact is he didn't eat the entire day, even though his commitment was only to fast until Chatzos. He was mekabel on himself, I'm going to fast tomorrow from morning till Chatzos. It so happens that he didn't eat for the rest of the day either. That's why it counts as a Tanis. But suppose he sits down for a meal after Chatzos. It doesn't count, because it has to be a complete fasting from morning to night. So again, even though he only committed to fast half the day till Chatzos, so it's called Tanis Shois. He didn't commit to fast the whole day, but it only really takes hold if circumstantially it turns out that he didn't eat from Chatzos till evening either. Normally Abaye, says Abaye to Rav Chisda, well, that's a full-fledged fast day. Hol Tanis Mal Yosei. Of course it's a proper fast day. So although he had a limited commitment, only morning to Chatzos, fact is, he extended that period of fasting until the end of the day. And of course, it has a din of a proper fast day. And he says, Anenu, etc. That's not just called Tanis Shois. It's a full-fledged fast day. Leitzricha, apparently, we're speaking about a case where the Imlach Imluchi, he changed his mind. What happened was, he skipped breakfast. He wasn't planning on fasting. It so happens that lunchtime comes around, it's Chatzos, and he says, you know what? May as well make this into a fast day. Imlech imluch, he changed his mind. He decided to turn it into a fast day. At this point, he says, you know what? From Chatzos until evening, I will consider it a Yom Tanis, a Tanis Shois. I want it to count as a fast day. For Kapar Savur, whatever it is he has in mind, it counts. So that's the case of Rav Chisda. First portion of the day wasn't really observed as a fast day. It was just circumstantially that he hadn't eaten. Come midday, he decides, you know what? From here on, going forward, I want this to count as a fast day. It counts. Because the fact is, he was mekabel a Tanis Shois right before the Tanis Shois takes effect, but before Chatzos. And the fact also is that he didn't eat the entire day, which is a precondition for Tanis Shois as well. Furthermore, v'amar Rav Chisda, kol tanis shalei shaka olav cham olav shmei tanis. A tanis, which did not extend until shkia sacham, is not considered a tanis. Suppose he fasts from morning to chatzos and breaks his fast midday. It doesn't even count as a tanis choice, because again, you have to refrain from food and drink the entire day for it to count as a tanis choice. So again, Tanis Shois means a limited commitment. I'm going to fast from morning to Chatzos, or from Chatzos till evening. So even though it was a limited Kabbalah, it counts as a Tanis. He can't renege on his commitment. He has to say Anenu, provided that there was no food the entire day. Now the Farshim ask, well, yesterday we learned that even a nighttime fast counts. The Gemara said if he would have been mekabel in advance of that night, we're speaking about the night which followed a fast day, would be considered part of that fast day, even though it was just one night, he's going to eat breakfast the next morning. So the Farshim answer, that even though it's not a full day tannis, but a night has significance. So a tannis shows can apply either to a night, it's also a unit on its own, or, as we said now, he was mekabel for part of the day, and he actually didn't eat the entire day. That also counts as a tannis shows. Asks the Gemara, is that true that a tannis needs to encompass the entire daylight period? Anshi Mishma, okay, Hanu Levim, used to keep a rotation in the Beis HaMikdash. Every day they had another group of Kohanim and Levim. It so happens that Klal Yisrael is experiencing a drought, there's a tannis going on, but the Anshi Mishma have to conserve their energy, they can't really fast the way everybody does. So the Anshi Mishma, the Kohanim that are going to serve today, Miss Anan, although they participate in the tannis, they don't complete the tannis, they break the fast sometime throughout the day. Apparently, even an incomplete tannis, even on a day where you actually ate, you can count that as a tannis. So Kashya Rav Chisda says a tannis must extend from morning to night. Answers the Gemara Hossam, there it's different. Litzuri nafshi ba'almahu. They were just trying to participate in the tsar of the tzibur, commiserate with the tzibur, empathize with the tzibur. But technically, it's not really a fast day. Toshma, another raya. Dom Reb Lezer ber tzaddik. Ani, you know who I am? Vinei banav shel sana ben Binyamin. I belong to this family of sana ben Binyamin. I'm a descendant. I'm a part of that mishpacha. And Rashi explains there's a whole story behind this braisa. When the Yidden came up from Babel, they were short of wood. And there were some families that volunteered to supply the wood for the Beis HaMikdash. Chacham decided, due to their generosity, we want to mark that. We want to give them a special privilege. Throughout the Doiris, each family who participated in that initial collection of firewood will have the schus to donate wood to the Mikdash on a certain day of the year. Well, they allotted certain days for this, and whatever wood they bring, they got priority, that's used for the Mizbeach on that day. And this specific day was considered a Yom Tov for this family, to celebrate their commitment to Hashem's Beis HaMikdash. Says Reb Lezer Tzaddik, I belong to this family of son of Ben Binyamin, whose Yom Tov, Zman Atzei Kehanim, was called the day of firewood, fell out on Asura Ba'av. 10th day of Av, that was their day of celebration. Pamachas chal tes b'av liyis b'Shabbos. Turns out one year, Tisha B'av, a fast day, falls out on Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos, so we postpone it. V'dechinu l'achar Shabbos. We postpone Tisha B'av till Sunday. V'san ninaboy, and we also fasted on that day. V'lo yishlam nu, but we don't complete the fast. You know why? It was our holiday. Meshiyam tov shalanuhu. We celebrate the 10th of Av. And that overrides Tisha B'av to a certain extent. So you start, but you don't finish the day in fasting. Oh, so you see that an incomplete fast day counts? Kasha Terev Chizda. Hasam Navadir as well, says the Gemara. Letzur Nafshi Ba'amu. They were just trying to be Mitzar themselves to participate with the Tzar HaTzibur. Technically, it doesn't count as a fast day. Tashma, another Raya. Akasha Terev Chizda. Dover B'yechnan. Rabbi Yechon used to say, Aheba Tainis, I'm going to be in Tainis. I'm going to fast until I get home. Then I'll have my breakfast. An incomplete Tainis works. Hosam l'shmuti nafshi. Mibay nesia u'davad. He was just using it as a ploy. L'shmuti nafshi. To get himself away from the Bay nesia, the family of the Nasi, he would push him to eat with them. He didn't want to have breakfast with them, so he used this excuse, so to speak, I'm on fasting now until I get home. This way he would avoid interacting with them. But technically speaking, it wouldn't really count halachically as a fasting. So, conclusion, Rav Chisda tells us we know about Misanah and L'shoyis, where a person commits himself to a partial fasting, but that only counts if he actually didn't eat the entire day. So you can be makabel to fast from morning to chatzos. And you say aneinu at that point, but provided you refrain from food for the rest of the day. Likewise, you can be makabel to fast from chatzos till evening. And you can renege on that commitment. It's a kabbalah, even though it was only a tanis l'shoyis. But it only works provided that you refrain from food from morning to night. Amar Shmuel, how are you mekabel tanis? Kol tanis shle kibel olav im baydoyim, lav shmei tanis. If one fails to accept the tanis upon himself before the tanis comes about, it doesn't work. So you have to be makabel tanis today in anticipation of tomorrow. Tanis is like a carbon. You have to set it aside, designate it in advance. V'yasev mai, let's say he fasts without being makabel. Does it have any value? No. Omer Rabbi Bar Shila, dami, you know what it's compared to? L'mapucha, a bellow, d'mali rizika, filled with air. So the fact that he's empty without food, he's just full of air, it's worthless. It's Yisurim, it's probably Mechaper, but it doesn't have the value of Yema Tanis. Emes Mechabali, when should he be Mechabali the Tanis himself? For Mechlikas. Rava b'min Mincha. Rav says, anytime in the afternoon. Sunday afternoon, some say from the Zman of Mincha Gedol, 6.5 hours of the day. From there on in, he could be Mechabali tomorrow's fasting. Shmuel Amar, no, but Tefillah is a Mincha. Dafka, during the Tefillah, perhaps the Tefillah, which is B'makim Karvan, is meant to address the nether of Tanitz, which is also b'makim carbon. That's when you do it during Tefillah Samincha. Amar Rav Yosef, Kavaseder Shmuel Mestavro. In fact, Shmuel's approach seems to be more correct. Chsiv Megillas Tanitz. We have the Megillas Tanitz, which gives us a comprehensive list of all those days on which miracles occurred and which the Chacham established as days of celebration. You have to fast in those days. And what does it say there? We have a whole long list of days of celebration with no fasting. But we make exception for lahan, lahin, except kol inish, for a person, the yaisi alohi, mikad mastana, who already designated these days, mikad mastana, before we came about and established them as days of celebration. He was mikabal tanis on these days. Yesar, he becomes asr. He doesn't eat on those days. He can observe tanis even on days of Megillas Tanis, those Yomim Tov. That's a Lashon and Megillas Tanis. Now the word Yesar is a bit unique. What does this mean? My love, Yesar Atzmei B'Tzloi. Perhaps the Brice is telling you. The method, the procedure, how does one commit himself to do a Tanis? It's not enough to say, well, I'm gonna fast tomorrow. It doesn't work. Yesar Atzmei B'Tzloi, during Tefillah, he has to commit himself to that Tanis. Is it right or Shmuel? You have to be makabel b'shas mincha. Loi, no. Yeyaser atzmai. All the Brice is saying is a result, describing the end result. He's going to become aser on those days. Not telling you how to do it. Even a commitment which occurred outside mincha creates that iser, which results in yeyaser atzmai. In fact, pligi b'ho, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. Rabbi Machlek is in Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi in this shayla. Want to be makabel etanis. How to interpret the Megillas Tanis, which says the word Yesar. Chad Amar Yesar, one had the Girsa Yesar, V'chad Amar Yeosar, other one had the Girsa Yeosar. The Gemara explains, Mad Amar Yesar, the one that learned the word Yesar, he held, Kidamrina, as we explained. Megillas Tanis has come to explain to you how the process works. He has to add a new type of Isar during Mincha. That's when he has to be Makabel, otherwise it doesn't work. L'mad Amar Yeosar. Now the one that had the Girsa Yeyaser Mayi, what's the Chiddush of Megillas Tanis? That a person can commit himself to be Mekabel to fast? Of course. Of course, if he commits himself to fast, he has to fast. What's the Brisa teaching us? So if the Brisa is telling us how to do it, he has to redo his commitment during Mincha, okay, so it's a Chiddush. But just to simply say Yeyaser becomes Aser due to his commitment, well, of course. Mayi, what's the Chiddush here? The Sanya. As the Brisa explains, Megillas Tanis, kol inish de yaisi elohi, any person who committed himself on these days, mikadmas, before they were earmarked as days of celebration. Yei aser, he has to keep his commitment. He will fast even on these days. Ketzad, how does this work? Yochet shekibul olav sheni v'chamishi, shel kol hashana kula, svelot tzadik, he committed himself to fast on Mondays, Thursdays, throughout the entire year. Mondays and Thursdays are Yimei Ratzin. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem to atone for the eagle. It was on a Thursday. Came down on Yom Kippur on a Monday. So Mondays and Thursdays were established as Yimei Ratzin. In fact, we add a longer Tachnun. So he decided he's going to fast on Sheni V'Chamishi throughout the entire year. V'iru bam yamim tayv maksuv migilas tanis. So it happens that on one of those days, the yamim tayv migilas tanis fell out. So now he has a clash. Now he has to fast on Megillas Tanis days, but he made a commitment. So it depends what came first. Im nedrei koidim l'gzeroseinu, if his neder preceded our establishment, our earmarking those days as he made Yom Tov, yavtil nedrei es gzeroseinu, his neder overrides our gzera. He fasts. V'im gzeroseinu kodemes l'nedrei, if our gzera preceded his neder, tibatil gzeroseinu es nedrei, our gzera overrides his neder. So bottom line, of the machlekes regarding the point of Kabbalah, is it just in the afternoon or dafka by mincha? Rav says anytime in the afternoon. Shmuel says dafka mincha. And halacha would bring down that we meant to do it by mincha, but if he forgets, he can do it up until the end of the day. Tanu Rabban, here comes another topic. A fast day begins typically in the morning. Until what point could you eat and drink throughout the night? Until morning, until daybreak. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Shimon Aimer, no. Before that, at Kreis HaGever, until the crow calls out, until the rooster calls out, which is a time when people start getting up. So although it's not yet daylight, but it's considered a Tchila Sayyim regarding Tanis. Am Rabbi Leishonu, this allowance to eat throughout the night is only Elish Loi Gomer Sudasa if he hadn't really completed his meal, supper time. Aval Gomer Sudasa, but if he finished his supper, Eina Eichel, he cannot continue eating. He was Masiach Das from eating. He has entered the Tanis territory. Eisve Rava, Rav Azakashmar Braisa, which says, Gomer Ba'amad, Hariza Eichel, even if he finished eating and gets up, he can continue eating until morning. There we're speaking that he didn't remove the table. They used to remove the table as an indication of meal's end. Well, the table's still there, so apparently he's still engaged in his meal. But otherwise, once he really finishes his meal, food's over. Igadamri, there's another version of this discussion where Rava started by saying, Amar Rava Leishono, this hetta to eat throughout the night is only Elk Shalai Yashin. This fellow hadn't slept. Aval Yashin, once he sleeps, even if he wakes up before morning, it's over. He was Mesiach Das from eating, he committed himself to the Tanis. Now Abai asked the Kashmir Brisa, which says, Yoshin Vomit, there is a Eichel. If he got up from his sleep, he can still eat. That's speaking about a light doze. I'm not speaking about a deep sleep. But if he really had a deep sleep, Rashi says, it's a Hafsaka. That's it. He cut himself off from Achila. And he's ready for the fast. But just a little doze, that's not considered. How do we describe a misnamim? One of Ashi, nim, he's a bit sleeping, but nim, not really sleeping. Tir, he's partially awake, but tir, not fully awake. How's that? The karele, if you call him, Rav Shimon, v'ani, he responds. But that's about it. V'loyada haduri svar. He can't really respond with logic. V'chimat kirele, but he is cognizant up to a point. When you remind him of something, oh, do you remember that? Yeah, Mitzka, he remembers. Yeah, sure. So he's somewhere hovering between sleeping and wakefulness, and that's not considered a hafsaka regarding the Isser Achila. And Rashi brings down the halacha we paskin that he can eat the entire night until Amud HaShachar, provided he didn't have a Shinas Kva. I believe in halacha it's brought down, even if he did have a Shinas Kva, but if he expresses his intention, he says, I'm going to go to sleep, but I'm going to wake up to eat, and that's okay as well. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Yochet shekibul olav tanis. Suppose an individual commits himself to fast, a personal fast day. Osur ben ilas asandal. Not only can't he eat, he has to go barefoot. Chayshina will concern Shema Tanis Sibur Kibale. Perhaps, when he said Abi Makabo Tanis, it was the Tanis Sibur that Kibale loved. It was a reference to those fast days where the Tzibur actually walks barefoot, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah. So since we're not sure, we assume Stam Tanis is the more severe Tanis Tzibur, and that's what he's committed to do. Hechli Abed. So what should he say to avoid confusion, to avoid Safik? Amar Rav Abba, Rav Shila, Lemach, he should say, Lemachar tomorrow, Ehei Lefanecha, B'Tanis Yachid, I'm going to be before you, Hashem, with Tanis Yachid. By adding the word Tanis Yachid, he is clearly specifying that he wants it to be a limited Tanis, just from food and drink, but would allow wearing shoes. Amar Le Rabbanon Rav Sheshes. Rabbanon turned to Rav Sheshes, and they told him like this, interesting story. HaKachazina Rabbanon, we noticed the Rabbanon coming in here, the Misaimi Misanayu, they're wearing their shoes. V'asula Beit Tanisa, when they entered the Beis HaKnesses, where they sit and they daven by the Tanis, because they held in Bavel. We learned this yesterday. There's no Tanis Tzibur B'Bavel, which means that even when there's a drought in Bavel, since the situation there is never so severe, the Taniyas that they do in Bavel doesn't have the same severity as in Eretz Yisrael, and they're not limited, not restricted from wearing shoes. So here they're wearing shoes in the Beis HaMedrash. Ikpad, he wasn't happy with it. But when he tells the Talmidim, Duma Meichel Nami Achel, well, maybe they're eating as well. He was being sarcastic. What kind of thing is this to wear shoes during the Tanis? Abai Varava, they struck a compromise. Ma'ayli, they came into the shul, kimisaimi apanta, while they were wearing some sort of slippers, so it wasn't totally barefoot, but it wasn't really shoes. Likewise, marema mazutra machlefi, they would make a swap. The yamina, the right shoe, the small onto the left foot, with the smaller and the left foot, left shoe, the yamina onto the right foot, so it was a bit uncomfortable, wearing shoes, but not the way you generally wear it. Rabbanon de Ravashi, the Rabbanon in the basement of Ravashi, Nafki ki urchayu, they wore shoes as usual. And no difference, no change. Why? Sabri, they held. Ki ha, damar Shmuel says, Ein tanis tzibur b'bavel, ela tisha b'bavel vad. In Bavel, due to the abundance of moisture and rain and rivers and swamps, even when there was trouble, it didn't have the same severity as your tanis tzibur. Eating and drinking, no, but nilas asandal, yes. So that was generally, except for Tisha B'Av, where we have the additional restrictions. But otherwise, you can wear shoes during a Tanis Tzibur. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Lo yive Adam Tanisoy Uparei. Suppose a person committed to fast. Committed himself to fast a certain day, Tanis Yachad. He can borrow that day and pay back a different day. The Rambam points out, provided he didn't commit himself to a specific day. He says, Makaba, I'm going to fast one day. He decided to start today, and he says it's not going to work out. You can borrow it and pay it back. Kiamrisa can make the Shmuel. This is a reader speaking. When I presented the halacha to Shmuel, because he first was a Talmud by Rav, and then went to learn by Shmuel, so he presented Rav's halacha to Shmuel. Amali Shmuel turns to me, why bother? Vichi neder kabale? Do you mean that he was Makaba and neder on himself that he has to pay it back? The Lewis Sagi, that it wouldn't be enough to lay Mishalim that he doesn't pay it back, meaning, why would he have to pay back a fast day? It's Uri Nafshi, Kavale. This fellow had a mind to be Mitzayer himself, if he can do it. Imatzi, if he can do it, Mitzayer Nafshi. Let him be Mitzayer himself and fast. Ili Imatzi, if it doesn't work out, lay Mitzayer Nafshi. He never meant to be Mitzayer himself if it's not practical. He didn't have the din of a nether that he has to pay it back and make sure that he fulfills his commitment. It was a suggestion. He tried. It didn't work out. He's potter. Ikadami. There's another version of Shmuel's response. Omar vidam arav. Loive adam taniso pareya. You can borrow and pay back the tanis. Kamrisa can be the Shmuel, and I presented it to Shmuel. Omar Lee says to me, of course, pshita, of course you can pay it back. You have to pay it back, but of course you could. What's the chiddush? Lo yeyelo neder. Why would it be worse than a neder commitment? Promise is $100 to the shul. Well, by a neder, miloi matzi, can't he go ahead, boy, lishlume, to pay it, umezel, and go on and pay it, lemachar, liyamachunet, tomorrow, the next day? You can delay payment of a neder. There's no dinner has to be today. Likewise, by a neder of tanis, of course. Doesn't work out today, you can do it a different day. Rav Yeshua Breid Rav Idi Ikla, he visited Lebei Rav Asi, the home of Rav Asi. Amdulei Egla Tilsa, they prepared him a gourmet meal, a third born calf. Rashi says the third calf is the most high quality of them all, so they prepared an Egla Tilsa. Amalei, they asked him, Litam Marmidi, join us for the meal. Amalei, he tells them, Betanisia Sivna, I'm actually right now experiencing a tannis. Amalei, say, tell him, oh, what's the problem? Pay it back. Veloi Sivmar, Velifra, borrow the tannis and pay it back, and join us for the meal. Loi Sava Mar Lahod Amar Vidam Rav, don't you hold of that halacha, that a person can do that? Loi Ve'odam, Tanisia Pere, you can borrow and pay it back. Amalei, you tell him, no, it's time sensitive. Tannis Chalaimu. You know why I'm fasting? I experienced a disturbing dream. I'm trying to address that dream. When you fast, it cancels the effect. V'amar Rav bar Machasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Guri, Amar Rav Yofetanis l'chaloyim. Fast is effective, very effective countermeasure for a disturbing dream. Ke'esh, like fire burning through l'noiris into the flax combings. It's a very effective antidote. V'amar Rav Chisda, Ubay B'yayim. Provided it happened on that day, the day of his dream. V'amar Rav Yosef, Afilu B'Shabbos. You know what? Even if it happens on Shabbos, fast on that day. Rashi says, K'deish yisbatal tzar gufa, he's experiencing distress, he's disturbed from a dream, so go fast. Might have kante, but the fact is, you know, fast on Shabbos, he has to sort of rectify what he did. Do tshuva, fasting. On the one hand, we allow him to fast, but you have to do some sort of takona. Lace of tanisa, he should fast another day of tanisa to make up for this fast. So on the one hand, he's desperate. He's experiencing distress. We allow him to fast on Shabbos, but he has to make up for lack of Einik Shabbos. Do tshuva, fasting another day during the week. Now, how do we allow him to fast on Shabbos? The Ritva says, similar to Rashi, the point of Shabbos is to have Einik Shabbos. Well, this is my Einik. Fasting and nullifying my dream. And some actually take out these last few words, Maita Kanase, Leisiv, Tanisa, Tanisa, because why would he have to do that? It's the right thing to do, but others keep it in. The fact is, on the one hand, he had no choice, he had to fast, but on the other hand, he still did something slightly wrong, so he has to make up for that by fasting again. Okay, so what do we learn so far? You have to be makabel tanis, previous day. You can eat throughout the night, provide he didn't sleep, which creates a hafsaka and inaugurates the fast day. We learn about a tanis yachet, where he has to specify that it's a tanis yachet, so that he avoids the restrictions of a tanis tzibur. We learn the chiddush there in Bavel, they did not have the restriction of going barefoot. We have the halacha of loy ve'odam tanisoi pareya. According to one version of Shmuel, there's no need to actually pay it back. According to the other version, of course there is. It's like any other nether. And we learned about Tanis Chalim. Continues the Mishnah. Avru Elu V'leinenu. So they went through the first set of three fast days with no response. They were not responded to. There was no rain. Now they have to pick it up a notch. Bezdin Goizrin Gimel Tanis Achiris Al Tzibur. Now Bezdin will establish another set of three fast days, which are higher in severity, more restrictions. Here it's a 24-hour fast day. Oichlan v'shoysen b'yoyim. You can only eat and drink by day. You have to stop as soon as nightfall arrives. V'asurim b'malacha. They have to refrain from work throughout the fast day. U'berachitza, from bathing. U'bersicha, anointing. U'b'nilsa sandal, wearing shoes. U'b'tashan shambita. Not only that, they would lock off the bathhouses. So this is the second set of fast days. First set of three, another set of three, with added severity, with added restriction. Here comes a third set. Suppose they experienced the second set of fast days without response, without results. Bezdin goizrin alein oid sheva. Bezdin adds an additional seven shehein. Yudgimot Taniyos al Tzibur for a total of 13, 3, 3, and 7. Now these 7 have added severity as well. Hara'elu Yuseiros al Rishenis. In what way? Are these 7 more chomer than the previous ones? Shebeilu, during these seven Masri, and they would blow the shofar, and lock up the stores. B'sheni, on the Mondays, Matin im Chashecha, they would open the doors slightly to allow the customers to come buy food im Chashecha before evening to break their fast. B'chamishi, however, on Thursdays, they were more liberal. Mutarin mekoyv ad Shabbos. They would open the doors the entire Thursday to allow Shabbos food purchasing. Avru elav leinenu. Suppose they experienced all these 13 fast days without results. Mematan b'masu ematan. They minimized business. Mebinyan building. Umenatia planting. Be'erus and mesuin getting engaged and married. Ubishela sholim b'nad machaveru greeting people. Kimnei adam hanuzuf and lamakim. They conduct themselves like people who are rejected by Hashem. Hayechidim, now the individuals, the Rabbanim, the Talmid Chachamim, who showed the Tzibur's responsibility, Chayzrin umas'an, and they would go back to fasting, Achei to Nisan, until Nisan was done. Yotza Nisan, v'yodu Gishem, I suppose, it started raining after Chodesh Nisan. Simen Klola, it's a Simen Klola Shenemar, it's the wrong time, like Tzir Chitimayim. Today you meant to harvest, harvest your crop. It's not meant to rain. So we spoke about the fact that on the second set, we have added restrictions. Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha asks the Gemara, Bishloim Ekulu. I understand why they have to refrain from all the other things. It's Butanik. It involves pleasure. Rechitza, Vesicha, Tashem Shamita. You meant to minimize enjoyment. Aval Malacha. But why would they not work? Tzaru. Burdensome. It's hard to work. Why give them vacation on a fast day? Amar v'chizda, Amar v'yiru ba'aba. It's meant to be a day of contemplation, a day of cheshbon nefesh, which we find in the following pasuk. Amar kro, katru toim, kiru atzara, isru zakenim. So during the time of Tanis, get together, kiru atzara, call it as a day of refraining from work. This was the kingdom, gather the zakenim, gather the crowds, and daven to Hashem. The pasuk compares etzoyim, a fast day, to atzara, ke atzeres, just like atzeres, which is shvuos or shmini atzeres, ma atzeres osur b'aseis malacha. Just as you don't do malacha on yom tov, avtanus osur b'aseis malacha. Likewise on atanus. That's why they focus, they concentrate, they do cheshbon nefesh and tshuva. Ima atzeres meurta. If so, perhaps just as yom tov starts previous night, Aftanis Nami Urta. Likewise, Isser Malacha by Atanis would start from evening. Or Rabbi Zera, no, Lididi, Mifashali, Minei, the Rabbi Yimra Ba'aba. I personally heard a pshat from Rabbi Yimra Ba'aba who presented this drasha, or this Asmachta, as Ritva says, this concept of refraining from Malacha. You know how we know that it only starts by day, Amakra. Take a look at the pasuk. Is vuzakenim. Right? Kiru atzora, refrain from work. Is vuzakenim. Apparently, it's connected. Dumi da siva zakenim, refraining from work, is compared to gathering the skenim together. When does that happen? Ma siva zakenim b'yayim. That certainly happens by day. At night, everybody's home. It's not time for gathering. Av tzayim nami b'yayim. Likewise, the is a malacha aspect of the tzayim starts by day. Which is the ikar zman of malacha, which really has the proper effect. That's the time of cheshbon nefesh. We're not mocked, but on night time at malach. Ve'eva mitiara. If you're comparing to the gathering of the skenim, well, that's going to happen sometime during the day. Tiara is midday, chatzos. By the time everybody gets together, perhaps Isser malacha should be dependent on chatzos as well, not from morning. Amrav shisha be'davidi. The fact that the Gemara assumes that it starts in the morning. Is Messiah le Rav Huna? Is it right to Rav Huna? The Amar Mitzafra Kenufia. In fact, the Kenufia, the gathering of the crowd, start in the morning. That's exactly when Isser Malacha starts as well. Echi Avdi, what was the schedule during a Yom of Tanis? On a Baya as follows. Mitzafra ad palga de Yom from morning until Chatzos. First, Ma'ininon b'mila de Masa. First priority is we sit down with Ma'ayin. We analyze in depth the goings on in our town. Is anything that needs correction. Mikan ve'eloch after the chatzos. Once we figured out what we need to do tshuva on, now it's time to daven, ask Hashem for rachman. Mikan ve'eloch after chatzos, we split the next half of the day into two. Riba diyayma, the next quarter of the day, Karinan besafra, we read in the Torah, Pasha vayachil, vatanis, vaftarat on the after as well. We come back the second quarter, meaning the last quarter of the day, b'din rachmi v'davim to Hashem, shenema v'yikum al omdom, v'yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem l'kehem, reviyas ayayim. So quarter, we read the Torah, reviyas mismadim, mushtachim l'Hashem l'kehem, the next quarter, we do tshuva, we dive into Hashem. Let's go to Rashi, 19 lines from the bottom. Kitru yoyim, kiru atzora, izvu zekin. Kol yishva uretz, beis Hashem l'kechem, v'zako l'Hashem is describing a day of distress, a day of tshuva, of tanis. We connect to atzeres. Ma atzeres, shvuyis, shmini atzeres, we don't do malacha. Here as well, we refrain from malacha to allow us, yishav adas, to contemplate and to concentrate on what needs to be corrected in town. If that's the case, imad seres isum malachta miurta. The isum malach starts at night. Here as well, no. Duma davsiva zakenim b'yom connected to the gathering of the crowds. That happens by day. The belayel kolechad bebeisiv and in asaf. Night time is not a time for congregation. And we start in the morning. Masayel Rav Huna. Hada pshita lachasiva zakenim b'yom. The fact that it's clear to us that davsiva zakenim is b'yom b'biker. Right, the zegirsa b'biker. That in fact we get together in the morning. The gathering starts in the morning. First half of the day, we do drisha v'chakira, in depth investigation, livdik maaseim, to analyze their mass, and biskib ne'ir, im gezel v'chamas be'im, faisen oisan, whether there's something dishonest going on, and we rectify it. Hechi avdi, my avdi b'kenufi the mitzafra b'kuliyom tanis. What do we do on a tanis? This is Rashi, actually belongs before the previous Rashi. So the first half of the day, ma'ayin, we do cheshbon nefesh. Then we split the next part of the day into two. Riva du yayma, b'chatzois ve'elach, oisim bein chalokin. Between chatzois and evening, we split into two parts. V'palga, half of that, meaning a quarter of the day, dahani riva du yayma, kor v'ayachal, Moshe, we read the parasha, v'ayachal, maftirin, dirushu, s'ashem ve'matzoi. The next half, we dive into Hashem. Says the Gemara on top of Yud Gimel Mor Aleph. Eivcha, no, well, maybe let's switch around the schedule. First, do Kriyas HaTorah, daven, and then look into mundane matters. You can't say that's the proper way to do it. Dechsev have a pasuk. Ve'lo ye'asfu kol chored derelekei Yisrael amal ha'goyla. This is a pasuk by Nehemiah. So, they presented Nehemiah with the distressing news that the Yisrael were marrying Goyim. Vani Yoishiv, the pasuk continues, Vani Yoishiv Mishoimim Ad Michas Erev, sitting there astounded until afternoon. So the first half of the day, they were contemplating, they were thinking, what can we do to fix up the situation? Uksiv, what happens in the afternoon? Michas Erev, Kamti Mitanisei, I got up in my tainis, Erev Sokabal Hashem, and I stretch my hands out to Hashem, but tefillos, we see that that's the proper order. First, you take care of business, figure out how to fix things up, the masakin, the chamas, and the gezel, and the averis. And once you do proper tshuva, now it's time to read the Torah, to be inspired, daven to Hashem for rachmanas, and for bracha. Okay, so what do we learn today? We learned about tanis shoyis, where a person commits to a partial fast day, and that takes hold, that has value. You can't renege on that promise. You would say tefillas aneinu during the time of the tanis. However, says Rav Chisda, this only works provided he refrained from food throughout the entire daylight period, or as we learned yesterday, throughout the night period. How you makabel a tanis? It has to happen before the tanis takes effect. So in the case of Tanis Shois, actually, you can be Makabal Tanis on that day. Makabal Tanis from Chatzois onward, as long as the Kabbalah preceded the actual implementation of the Tanis. But typically when we have a Tanis which encompasses the entire day, so you Makabal the previous day. According to Rav, anytime in the afternoon, according to Shmuel, Dafka during Mincha, there's man of Tefillah, Tefillah HaMincha, there's man of Karban, it's an appropriate time to be Makabal Tanis. During the night preceding the fast that you can eat until Amud HaShachar, provided he wasn't Mesiach Das, he didn't sleep as Shinas Kva. If one is Mekabel Tanis Seochet, he should specify that it's only a Tanis Seochet, otherwise it can create confusion. He might have to refrain from nilas asandal as well. She should say it's a tana sechid, which only limits him from achila v'shtiya. We learned that, according to some shittas, ain tana tibur b'bavel. In Bavel, they never had that second level. Right, in the Mishnah, we had three levels of severity. Three, and seven. So, sets two and three, right? The second three and the seven featured all those stringencies of nilas asandal, etc. So in Bavel, we don't have that halacha because, as Tosfos explained, yesh lahem harba gishamim. So they never applied the chumrah of Tanas Tzibur to Bavel except by Tisha B'Av. Rav says you can borrow a Tanas and pay it back, a personal Tanas which was not pegged to a specific day. What a Shmuel Shita, according to one Gersa, you don't even have to pay it back. All he had in mind is to try to be Mitzar himself, if it works. According to the second Gersa, of course you have to pay it back, and it's Pasha, you can pay it back. A Tanas Chalayim is meant to take place only by Bayayim. We allow it even on Shabbos. And the Mishnah presented the three levels of Taniyos going up the ladder. We have the first set of Taniyos, which are not so severe. It's only Isra Achila Vashtiya during daytime. Going up the ladder, we have the second set, which are more chomer. They include all kinds of other restrictions. Plus, it's a 24-hour tanis. The third and final set, the last seven taniyos, have additional features of masriyin and ayalan asachanuyos. We find a marker in the pasuk for the concept of refraining from malacha during a tanis. Going to Ritva to give us the opportunity to focus and concentrate on what needs to be done on yom tanis. What was the schedule on yom tanis? First half of the day, there was cheshbon nefesh, followed by Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah. All the best to you on Pesuras Tevis.